Some people can really become anxious if meetings start late, run over, or veer off course. They need clear expectations to feel part of the meeting they have prepared for. A lot of people are short on time, and disrespecting that means they can switch off before you've even started talking. You'll get more done in the long run if you stick to a plan and don't get distracted with debate or work that can be done outside of the meeting. Don't let it turn into a two-way conversation if you've invited a group of people. Think carefully about who needs to be there and make sure they're included. Two facilitators will make your meetings flow much more smoothly. Have one person direct the conversation and help keep the agenda on track, and use the second person to monitor the chat for issues, check the technology is working properly, and people have access to the meeting and can make sure anyone with specific needs is catered for. As a facilitator, and even if you're not, use more than one way to phrase a key piece of information. People have different ways of learning and remembering, and it helps ensure a shared understanding. Some people are more introverted and find it difficult to speak up in meetings, so if you can, think about common questions that other people might want to ask, even if you know the answer. A facilitator should keep an eye on incoming instant messages or emails in case there are urgent issues to attend to, like a dropping connection or clarifying question. Some issues might be best to deal with over instant messages rather than interrupting the meeting. If the same people always lead the discussion, try rotating roles to see if a meeting might be more effective coming from a different perspective. Don't dump this on someone at the last minute though. Ask if they'd be happy to take a certain role in an upcoming meeting and give them any support they need to prepare. Allow people to try out new ways of guiding a meeting and reserve judgment for afterwards with respectful feedback.